Welcome back. This is your host, Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. I am a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. Now, in this age of soundbites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention, the purpose for Nothing But Good News Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blobs, blogs, online presence, and in all the works that's delivered. I, Candy G, am personally dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Now, before we go to today's guest, I want to share with you today's G-Note. And what a G-Note is what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. If you would like a G-Note, just simply go to CandyG.com. That's CandeeG.com. And today's G-Note simply reads, "Dear friend, I don't just believe in miracles, I rely on them." I love that. And that's the truth, because I believe miracles happen around us all the time. I guess you might say I'm optimistic. Well, what I'd like to do is let's talk about optimism. We're going to do that today with our guest, David Mezepel, who is the author of Contagious Optimism, which is a book series, and that's a compilation of extraordinary stories from ordinary people around the globe. So what I'd like to do is welcome David to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Yes, hi. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Hey, you know, David, I'm so happy to have you here, and you're like my favorite kind of guest. You got to know that. Here on Nothing But Good News Radio, Contagious Optimism, I'm thinking this is perfect. So let's talk a little bit about you. Just exactly, give me a little bit of your background. Let's let the listening audience know who you are.
Sure. My name is David Mezepel, and as she mentioned, I am the author of the Contagious Optimism book series. I've been working on this book for about 3 years. My alma mater, Fairfield University in Connecticut, had been asking me to write a book about the importance of optimism and positive thinking in business. And when I finally decided to do that, I thought, well, why just business? Why not multiple themes? And why just me? Let's take stories from people all over the world. And that's how we decided to roll forward with this.
Now, and so I see that your book series is based on, you know, personal and professional experiences, as well as your own contagious optimism, and that you've been motivating others to be positive since childhood. Now, in most aspects of life, you've been living your vocation of making others feel good about themselves. I want to talk about that. How is it that you do that, that you make others feel good about themselves?
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to explain that. Well, basically, what's happened since I was very small, I always found the bright side of every issue, every quandary. No matter what was facing me, I felt it was a learning experience, and I'd roll forward from there. And with that attitude, as I grew up, I applied it to my studies. I applied it to everyone around me that was having problems, whether it be relationships, education, sports, doesn't matter. And then when I got into business, I started a company in 1990 when I graduated college. And what had happened was I was an intern for 4 years at IBM, and when I graduated, they weren't hiring. So I thought, you know what, I'll start a company, but I can't afford employees. What am I going to do? And our product mix was IT, computer equipment, servers, and software for banks and schools. But how am I going to get these products out there? So I thought, you know what? I'll hire interns. I was an intern. Why not hire interns? And that's what I did. And within 6 months of faxing every college in the United States an internship job posting, we had 300 students working for us. And we grew from there over 17 years. And throughout that process, we also grew our internship programs in terms of consulting with schools and other companies as well, and constantly mentoring students to help with their growth, their experience, and ultimately their career. And it was this experience, not just in business, but working with students, that I realized this is my vocation, this is my calling. And it's been very gratifying, and this book is a big part of that.
How do we make optimism contagious?
How do you make optimism contagious? That's a great question, and I love answering it. We believe that everyone has the capacity to make optimism contagious just by sharing their life's adventures, good and bad. Because we believe that whether people are experiencing good times or bad times, just knowing others have been in the same boat and have persevered spreads a message of hope and is very comforting.
Can you share some of, you know, give me one story, like one story that's really affected you, and I may ask you for more.
Sure. You mean one of the stories affected me personally or the stories we've collected in the book? Because it's probably...
either way. You know, your stories or stories from the book.
Sure. Well, I'll give you one example. It's just a great story. There's a gentleman named George from Eastern Europe. He came over here years ago, moved to Southern California, and he worked in logistics. He had experience working in warehouses and all that, and FedEx and UPS. So he came over and was working, got married, raised a family, saved a lot of money over 30 years, and he invested his money in real estate. And he continued to do so, and eventually it caught up with him, and he lost everything he had saved. And when we met with him to capture his story about this, because we were very fascinated about how happy he was, it turned out that when he lost everything, including his home, he had to move in with his daughter, who was a single mother who had a baby, and he was so happy that he got to raise another child. It was like raising another daughter. It was his granddaughter. And he was so happy about it, he didn't think the loss of the money was that important compared to the quality of life of raising another child. And from that, he was so happy and so optimistic that money came back in his life. He made other investments, was able to save, took on a part-time job as a security guard, where he had met one of our co-authors, and that's just, I find that to be a very rewarding story, and we have many, many others like that. Another story is just terrific. A gentleman named David Katz, actually from Florida, he survived the Holocaust, and his belief was that he had a recipe. It was a three-piece recipe for surviving. Do what you're told, never complain, and constantly visualize yourself being freed of the hell you were in. And he shared this recipe with everyone around him. And for those that survived, they thanked him. They thanked him today. If you don't find the bright side to everything, there is just no point.
But you know what? And I believe that. You know, I believe that's really the truth. And sometimes stuff will show up. But you know what? I say, hey, instead of being upset over it, what can we do to work together to make it great? You know, and I appreciate your attitude. We're really working on making this really work out so that you're good on this end. But it's also very, very, very clear. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to head off to a break in 1 minute, and the engineers are going to work on this while we're on our break. But, we're going to talk about the fact that and continue to talk about how we can make optimism contagious. You know, it's so easy in life to focus on the bad. It's so easy to focus on the negative. But it seems to take effort for so many to focus on accepting positivity and to be optimistic. So what I'd like to do is be very, very optimistic in this circumstance right here, and give us another couple of minutes to try to clear everything up. So this is Candy G with David Mezapel right here on Nothing But Good News Radio. We're going to dip off to another break. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. So stick with us.
Help shipping. Amerjet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerjet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Amerjet is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Amerjet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerjet.com.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet. and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G, along with special guest David Mezepel, who is the author of the series Contagious Optimism. And it's a compilation of extraordinary stories from ordinary people around the globe. You know, David, I want to ask you, while you've been collecting these stories, what are some of the big ahas you've had while collecting these stories?
Well, one of the things I have to say is, I'm always amazed at how people, for years, when you ask them about their lives, they think their lives are boring, uneventful. They don't think anything they've done could possibly motivate others. But when you just hear these stories and read the stories and go through them, you realize, wow, some of the most simple things that have happened in people's lives are extremely motivational for others, because for other people that are in quandaries, nothing's better than knowing that somebody else has already been through it. And when you hear somebody, it's so gratifying as an author and even just as a friend of somebody's, it's so gratifying to hear that somebody's life has been improved because they read about somebody else who's been there before in the same predicament. And that, to me, is the biggest aha of all of this.
You know, one of the reasons that I started Nothing But Good News Radio, which I've been on the air about 10 years at several different stations, and one of the reasons I started this show is this isn't a show just to showcase Candy G. I started this show because I wanted folks to know that, you know, there was a place to hear the good stuff and how we can share information that would make a difference to each other. And what I find is when it comes to my own story, and if you know anything about my story, 20 short years ago, broke homeless single mother to move on and create, honestly, the most amazing, remarkable life. And I share that story, you know, David, not so that folks will look at me and say, oh, pat me on the back and say, oh, good job. Is I want folks to understand is that, honestly, if I can do it, that really anybody can do it. And it's one of the reasons that I'm out here sharing folks like you every week.
That's so cool. I love hearing.
Yeah, that's why I said I really feel so much like a kindred spirit here. How many Contagious Optimism books are there? What's your series and what's your goal?
Sure. Well, our first book is now available for pre-order on several websites like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, and it'll be in the stores by the end of May. We are on our third volume now, so we've created three, and our first one's just coming out. And our plan is to release a volume every 6 to 9 months after the first one. So this is my first book, actually.
Oh, that's very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And, yeah, no, it's really, really, really very exciting. What do you hope that this series is going to do? What's your big picture here?
Sure. Well, my hope is obviously to spread optimism. I believe that right now, many people have lost confidence in themselves and the world around them due to, like, personal hardship and economic and political uncertainty around the world. So I believe that hearing other people's stories will inspire and motivate others to regain the happiness, the confidence, and the zeal for life that seems to be lost right now with a lot of people. And that's why I mentioned before, whether people are enduring good times or bad, just knowing that others have persevered from similar experiences is comforting. It spreads a message of hope, and that's what we're hoping that this series will do. It takes the simple and lets people realize that even the simple is fantastic, and we've all been through similar situations in life.
Now, a lot of my listeners know that not only do I do Nothing But Good News Radio, but we also publish Nothing But Good News Magazine, which is an online magazine, and it's designed to share information with folks that will basically, you know, share a lot of what you do. And I'm very excited to say that you are one of our contributors. And this particular issue that's coming out in the spring, concept around this issue is a return to optimism.
Yep.
Because I believe, like you believe, is that we need to give folks a reason to be optimistic. You know, based on some of the stories that you've collected, and thank you again for being a contributor to Nothing But Good News Magazine, so folks will be able to read you as well as listen to you. But why are there reasons to be optimistic or to return to optimism?
Sure. Well, I believe, first of all, most importantly, that it all starts with gratitude. And you need to appreciate what you have and accept what you have in order to be content with life, as difficult as things may be or not. In other words, count your blessings. And what happens is a lot of people don't do that. They forget what's in right. They forget what's right in front of them. And when you do that, it's very hard to be optimistic. But once you accept life as it is, count your blessings, then optimism just follows suit. And that, to me, is very, very important. And a lot of people forget to have gratitude and count your blessings. You know, nothing is permanent. Everything can be fixed. And we all have trials and tribulations, but there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And everybody has the capacity to do that.
You know, and I love that you said that, because one of the things that we do here, not only do we do the radio show and the magazine, but I do a lot of corporate training. And one of the things that I do in my trainings is I have something that I do that's called, we have gratitude coins. And I have gratitude coins that actually say on the coin, be thankful for everything. And we teach folks how to participate in gratitude. And here at, you know, Candy G Enterprises and the company and the team, we understand and we share and we teach the extraordinary transforming power of genuine gratitude. And as we experience gratitude, we become more attractive. There's more radiance to who we are, and our ability to attract positive things expands. And so I love hearing you talk about gratitude, because when you're in gratitude, it is physically impossible to be in a negative emotion. So what we do is we release a vital energy that draws us to opportunities and joy. Everything in life really begins to work in a more orderly and creative way just by habituating gratitude. And there's no magic power in all of the things. It doesn't change those things that you're grateful for. It changes us. It changes our thoughts, our feelings, and what we project into the world. So being in gratitude is more than a response to what's happening around us. What I call it, David, is a celebration of truth, which is an assurance of continual blessings. And so I love the fact that you've brought up this conversation about gratitude, and I want to thank you for that.
It's so important, because if you think about it this way, if you're never happy with what you have, then no matter what you're trying to get out of the future, what you're trying to achieve, what your goals are, you'll never be happy when you reach them, because you're not happy with what you have now. So that's to me what gratitude's all about. And once you have gratitude, everything falls into place. I believe in that. And for people that have a hard time making that transformation, because people say, oh, it's easier said than done, we always respond and say, when you read that others have been in the same boat, you realize it's not the end of the world, that you can do the same. You know, you can emulate their outcome or even have a better outcome. So that really, in summary, is what we're about. And that's really what Chicken Soup for the Soul was about as well. It's, you know, it's all these stories that give people hope.
I know what you're saying is the truth, because that's part of the walk that I make, and that's part of what happens for me. And I said it earlier, people take a look at me and say, wow, look at all the things that you've been able to create. And I will tell you, David, it started with, once I realized everything was gone, I mean everything, retirement accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts, I lost my home, I had a little 4-month-old baby to take care of on my own. And people would say to me, they would say, what was the first thing that you did? And I said, I sat down and made a list of all of the things that I was grateful for. Because I knew, like you know, that if I could see the goodness in things, I could have more goodness come towards me. And so that's exactly what I did. And so this thing called gratitude, this thing called optimism, this thing that you do, I'm so proud of you and excited for the way that you touch people's lives, because I know it's the most important thing to do.
I love that you said that, and I appreciate it, and I love your story. And in a similar situation, when my company, we were running along, doing great, and one of the things that happened to us was by the late 1990s, we supported data centers for many of the companies that, if you remember during the tech boom in the late 90s, all these tech stocks people were buying on, you know, speculation. So
right.
Our company supported a lot of those data centers of those companies. Well, when that market burst, it really hurt us. I mean, we were almost wiped out. So what we did, exactly the same thing as you. We took a list. We wrote down what the remainder of our company has to be thankful for, and what can we do now to survive? Or we're shot. All our employees, their families, everybody would be out of work. So what we did was we thought we had a little bit of a credit line left. Let's send out credit memos to banks, because at the time there was a lot of banks, they were doing very well, and that was the other side of the market when the tech bubble burst. So we sent out credit memos to all these banks saying, hey, we're going to give you free money to buy computer equipment and software and licensing. Our company was called Goliath Technology. So we're going to give you this money to give us a try, and you'll be really happy with us. And this was
so what I want you to do is I want you to hold that part in this story, and we're going to talk about what you did and how important that was right after this commercial break, because we're going to head off to a commercial break right now, and we'll be right back with David Mezepel. This is Candy G and Nothing But Good News Radio.
Small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean. Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
And now, WZAB traffic.
All right, Miami-Dade County, we have a crash on Palmetto Expressway eastbound at Northwest 27th Avenue. It has that off-ramp lot there. You're going to want to exit off at Douglas Road instead. We have some congestion from an earlier accident, I-95 northbound from Northwest 62nd Street up to Northwest 95th Street. Also, some leftover construction has a right lane block, MacArthur Causeway westbound beyond Fountain Street. I'm Brian Wright. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi, this is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, with our special guest, David Mezepel. Now, David, before we went to break, we were talking about your business. So let's go ahead and connect that story again and give us the ending to what happened by taking this thing called gratitude into the workplace.
Sure. Well, what we did was, like I mentioned, we realized that our company was in trouble with the market conditions and everything else. So we decided to take what we had left, take our remaining corporate credit line, and give money to all these local companies, mostly banks, in and around where we were located and even around the country. And the hope was that by giving money to these companies, it was strictly to buy products and services from us, that they would give us a try. This was our last hope after being really hurt by the tech bubble burst, which were originally all our clients that we were supporting at that point. And it worked. What happened was all these banks and all these organizations said, sure, we'll take these $1,000 credit memos, these $500 credit memos, and we'll give your company a try. And that is how we survived. And then what we did was, after that, after going with our hunch and being grateful for what we had and working really hard at supporting all these other businesses in the area, we said we have to become an altruistic-based company and get out into the community, because we realized we were given a second chance to survive. We realized that our growth was so rapid that we got greedy, and we said this will never happen again. And that's where we rolled forward, and that's how we gave back to the community and continue to support all these organizations and nonprofits and charities in our area. And it really changed the whole mode of our entire staff, and our company continued to grow at that point.
You know, I read a quote recently, and it was from our new Pope, Pope Francis, and he said that authentic power comes from service. And
yes,
I believe that that's true. I believe that we're all meant to live in service, and that when we can be out, whether we're in our workplaces, whether we're whatever it is that we're doing, is to come from a place of how can I serve, how can I help, that we can have extraordinary businesses and extraordinary lives by being in service. And that's what I hear you saying.
Yes, exactly. You know, Gandhi said, we find ourselves in service to others. I totally believe in that. I think that's a terrific phrase. We use it all the time. Sometimes when we have events, we put that at the top of the posting because we believe it's very true. Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting is that what you might find interesting is that, you know, I do a lot of, like I said, corporate training, and I create, for my corporate clients, I create these coins, gratitude coins. And we teach folks, especially upper level management, how important gratitude is. And so I have lots of folks that walk around with coins in their pocket. And whenever they see somebody doing a good job, they will just stop and say, hey, this is my way of saying thank you. And to the companies that I work with, everyone knows what these gratitude coins stand for. And so it's really amazing to watch the transformation when you can take concepts like gratitude into the workplace and put it into play. Absolutely put it into play. It's amazing.
It's very true, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because you hit it on the head with, especially in the corporate world, you know, people talk about titles and they talk about raises and they talk about all this, but you know what? Nothing is more effective than positive motivation, patting someone on the back, telling them they did a good job, that, you know, positive reinforcement. And that's showing gratitude. You're showing gratitude for the quality of the work that the person did. And that will lead to raises, and that will lead to promotions, but it still comes down to that whole gratitude thing. And in our book, for example, every one of our stories that we get, it's where people persevered, whether it's relationships, business, health, sports, education, it doesn't matter. They start out with a situation, and that situation is resolved over time or either a long or short period of time, but it all ends with the gratitude that they have for getting through it, for persevering, and realizing that they could do it. And that's what we hope our readers gain from this, and that's clearly your mission with everything you do and everything I've read and been part of with you. It's been great.
That's right. So exciting to have you here. I feel like, you know, like I said, just such a kindred spirit. You know, but some of the statistics are, you know, the number one reason people leave their jobs is not money. It's because they feel unappreciated. And the statistics are crazy, David. I don't know if you know this, but 65, you know, there's some studies that have been done, and it's been up to 65% of people in the workforce feel that they're not appreciated. Don't you think that's a crazy number?
That is, it is absolutely unbelievable. And when you combine that with the demographics of how Generation Y looks at employment versus Generation X looks at employment versus baby boomers and that whole thing and the silent generation, everybody has, you know, different demographic, different personality, and how they view a job and how long they should stay on a job. But for all those demographics, all those different generations, they have one thing in common. They will stay on a job if they feel rewarded. And but what I mean by rewarded is feeling, you know, gratitude, feeling that their work is valued. That's what will make them stay. So even though they say Generation Y jumps around jobs and Generation X did it a little bit and boomers may stay on a little bit longer for loyalty purposes, doesn't matter. If you pat that person on the back every day and say, hey, I love that report, or I loved your presentation, or the client loves what you did, they're going to stay. They're going to stay. And so that is an amazing statistic, and I do believe it can be improved dramatically if people just follow that practice in the workplace.
Or they can just hire Candy G, and we can go in and teach them about, or David Mesopel. We could go together.
Exactly.
Oh, you know, it's a big, crazy, wild, wonderful world out there. And I know for me, I love being able to step out and make a difference. I want to ask you, are you familiar with any of Daniel Pink's work?
I'm sorry, any of whose work?
Daniel Pink, he wrote A Whole New Mind, Drive, and then he's got another book
that he recently
came out with. Sure. And, you know, Daniel Pink, he talks about, you know, he addresses it in a different way, because he talks about, as we're moving from the information age to the conceptual age, is that, you know, what consumer desire wants is, and I mean consumer by employees, everyone out there, it's something different that they really want. And he talks about what really motivates folks is something that has to do with autonomy, mastery, and purpose. And I see all the things that you do and I see all the things that I do that kind of fit right in that, you know, because people want to go out and they want to be autonomous. They want to be able to know they can go out and do what they do on their own. They want to be able to master what they do, but they also want to have a very fulfilling life. And I think it's okay for folks to recognize and stand up and say, I want my life to be fulfilling. I mean, don't you agree that we're moving from a place that instead of just saying, oh, this is my job, to I want life to have fulfillment?
Absolutely. I mean, there is so many ways that you could bring what you want in life to the workplace, and the people that do that, they end up performing, they end up doing well in everything. You have to do what you love. It sounds so cliche, but it's absolutely the truth. And people say, you know, especially the older generations would always say to their kids, go to school, study hard, become a lawyer, doctor, accountant, whatever. But that's not really accurate, because there are people that have done that, and they love being a lawyer, doctor, or accountant. But there's also people that love so many other things. And if they just went down those paths, you're not only being an entrepreneur, you're not only creating jobs, you're doing what you love, which means you're going to perform at it. And you're going to get results because you're happy. And that's what it all comes down to. I agree with that completely.
You know, I agree with you as well. And I have a great story to share with you about that. But I can't do it until after this commercial break. So this is Candy G and special guest David Mesopel, who I love, love, love the work that you're doing. We're going to be right back in just a couple of minutes.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Truck your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
This is Candy G, and you know, you may have heard before the term radio silence. We have got some craziness going on with equipment today. David, are you still with me?
Yep, I'm still here.
You know, thank you for that. Thank you for hanging out. And all we can do is just say, hey, this is what's happening today. But you know what I want to do is I just want to share real quick before we get back to you is that, you know, a lot of folks, you know, they say to me, they say, how is it that you do what you do? Author, speaker, trainer, coach, host a radio show, publish a magazine. I've been in several movies. We've got new projects going on all the time. Plus my family and all the crazy, wonderful things going on in my life. Well, one of the ways that I'm able to do a lot of what I do, okay, I have a great team. I got to admit that. But also I have a wonderful service provider and it's called Eat Well Foods. And what they do is they deliver to me foods that are delicious, convenient, and affordable. They're protein, carb, and fat balanced for not just weight management, but increased vitality and excellent heart health. And I figured out that I'm probably saving about 10 hours a week between grocery shopping and cooking. And I'm actually, the food is amazing and it's delicious. And I'm actually saving money. So what I'd like you to do is go to eatwellfoods.com or give Mark a call at 786-991-6602, 786-991-6602, and tell him that Candy G sent you, and really discover how easy it is to eat well with Eat Well Foods, and it's great for diabetics too. And you know, David, I promised you a story right before we went to break and got lost in the airwaves. You know, you were talking about how important it is to do what you love. And I was speaking at a group, a young entrepreneurs club, and I was so excited that they asked me to come speak. And when I was there, I said, who here has a dream? And I had hands, hundreds of hands in the air, hundreds. And I was asking, what's your dream? And I have to tell you, David, they would share their dream with me in grand, drippy detail. They could see it in their mind's eye that was so brilliant and so wonderful that I was actually speechless, which is kind of hard to do. And
very
so,
rewarding.
Very rewarding. But I looked at them all and I said, who here is working on their dream? Because they shared their dream with me. But I said, who here is working on their dream? And when I looked at this audience, David, no one raised their hand. None of these young folks. And I said, why? And do you know, they all gave me the same answer. And it wasn't, I don't know how. It wasn't, I don't have the money. It wasn't, I don't believe I can do it. Are you ready for this? They all said the same thing. My parents don't want me to do it. Because it was out of the box, and it was different than what they did. Isn't that astounding?
It is astounding, and it always amazes me when I hear that. And you know, it's funny because we do. I involve all these students in the initial copy editing of all the essays when they come in, because when the essays come in, most of the time they're written by just people that don't have any real writing experience other than just, you know, traditional kind of writing. So we have these students copy edit. So what we do along the lines of what you just mentioned is we ask the students also to give me your first thought in your mind about what you just read. Like, so almost like a focus group, like an ongoing panel discussion. We do this with every essay, and it helps us evaluate these as they come in. And we always find that how many of these students are shocked and almost impressed by the magnitude of these people's, like, you're not even doing what you love, and you're in a box, and you should be out of the box if that's where you belong. They're always amazed by it, and they always make note of that, and we talk about it in class, and it blows your mind. It even young students are shocked when they hear how people are doing what they don't like or what they eventually did to do what they do like, and they had to go through a whole litany of issues to get there. And it's amazing to me. It really is.
What I'd like folks to know, because we got 3 minutes until we're done, is that you will be speaking at a TED event, a TEDx Delray Beaches event, The Human Experience, held on May 3rd. And we really want folks to know that they can come out and see you there. Okay, I'll be there too, and I'll be speaking. I'm so excited. But I'm really excited to hear David Mezepel. This event is going to be nothing short of spectacular, absolutely spectacular. And I'm so excited to be able to be there and share the stage with you, David. You need to know that. You know, we have just about 90 seconds. What do you want to leave the listening audience with while you're with me today and as we send them to TEDxDelrayBeach.com to check it out? What do you want to leave folks with today?
Sure, I appreciate that. And I want to thank you again for having me here today. Yes, in closing, and this is very important to everybody that's listening, please remember that being an optimist does not mean you're not a realist. Because I actually believe that success is achieved when you combine effort and reality with positive thinking. Without positive thinking, you won't get past first base. Negative thinking and cynicism will hold you back. And without reality and effort, you're only dreaming. So it's okay to be an optimist and a realist at the same time. A lot of people think you can't be, but you can be. You need both.
So, TEDx, Delray Beach, David Mezepel, okay, catch Candy G2 while you're there. It is going to be an absolutely extraordinary event. Contagious Optimism, where do folks find you, David?
Sure. Our website is, it's actually lifecarrots.com, like LifeCarrots, like the vegetable, lifecarrots.com. is our website, and you can learn more about me and the book and also about TEDx and Candy as well. We have a nice website with a lot of great stuff on there. And you could also sign up for daily motivations, which we send out every day via email, spam-free email. So please
awesome.
Come to our site.